Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Chisanga.
Good afternoon to you, and I hope.
Well, thank you. I hope you're good.
I'm all right. It's just started getting cold in our country.
It started what?
Getting a bit cold.
Oh, I mean, the temperatures are dropping. We're going towards winter. Oh, man. Are you in Lusaka?
Yes, yes. I'm in Lusaka.
Ah, man. Well, let's just embrace the cooler times because it's been very hot, man, over the past couple of months, don't you think?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, we're going to be talking to you from today until Friday about the experience of salvation. And we hope that we are going to be helping ourselves and the listeners to understand this fundamental belief of the Seventh-day Adventists. Now, God gave his son, who is Christ, to make the ultimate sacrifice and freedom and redeem us rather from sin. Now, sin leads to death, but since Christ died in our place, we are no longer condemned to die forever. We can claim this gift through our belief and allegiance to him. But why not dig into the significance and process of salvation through Jesus Christ? Now, what is the meaning of salvation, my elder?
Well, we can even dive into that very question. Well, when we talk about the experience of salvation, it speaks to God's incredible love and our journey into his grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a theological concept, but a living experience that transforms our life. So we, from the question, what's the meaning of salvation?
Mm-hmm.
The word salvation, in its very essence, speaks of deliverance, speaks of rescue, and also oneness. So biblically, it encompasses far more than just escaping eternal destruction. It means being rescued from the power and the consequences of sin. It also means being restored to the right relationship with God and also experiencing a complete transformation that touches every aspect of our being. And this includes our spiritual well-being, our mental well-being, and even our physical well-being in its ultimate fulfillment. Now, when we come to the biblical basis of the meaning of salvation, actually, the word salvation comes from the Hebrew word yasha, which is often translated as save, which implies deliverance from danger or distress. And this is what we find when we read Psalms 34, verse 6, where the Bible says, "This poor man caught, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles." So the word saved there is salvation. And in the New Testament, the Greek word soteria carries the meaning of safety and deliverance, preservation and healing. So when you talk about salvation, you are talking about God rescuing me from danger and also keeping me safe, that I do not continue to be in danger. And this is what Philippians 1 verse 19 says. For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. So here's a practical example.
Before you go to the practical example, my elder, I think we're struggling to hear you, but just slight bit we've been catching you, but it seems that the line is deteriorating. So I'm going to drop this call and try you on another line. Is that okay?
Okay.
Lovely.
That's fine.
Thank you so much for understanding. It is now 14 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. I think the line there for our elder really, really, really is terrible line. We're not getting all the things that we're supposed to be getting. But hey, he's going to be getting into this example. But he's explaining this so beautifully, man. I just wish that you are not losing anything out of it. It's 16:15 the time now here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. The name is Zama. And we are going to be spending this afternoon together until the hour of 6 o'clock. Mbumi Mbonani is going to be joining us from 6 to 8 for the business sense. My elder,
Hello.
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Now we hear you better. Now, what is the example that you want to give?
You can come again.
I'm saying you were going to an example. Please go ahead with example.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I was about to give an example of the experience of salvation and what it basically means when we say we are being saved and when we are talking about the meaning of salvation. So I would want us to imagine someone who is trapped in a dark well. They are there in a well and they are unable to climb out. So salvation is like a strong hand which is reaching down to that person, pulling them into the light and safety, and then tending to their injuries and restoring their strength. So spiritually, we are in a well of sin, and God's salvation is his powerful intervention to bring us into the light of his presence and to heal our brokenness. That's what I can say about the meaning of salvation.
That's a beautiful one. Now, my elder, I'm just checking with you, man. Why would God want to save us when we actually deserve death? Surely there's nothing to benefit from that.
Yeah, sure. Actually, when we talk about humanity, is the need of us being saved. We should understand that humanity stands in need of salvation from the multifaceted consequences of sin. So we really need salvation. Even if sometimes we think God is forcing himself on us, we really need salvation. And what are the consequences? Why should we need salvation? What are the things which we should be saved from? Number one, we need salvation from the penalty of sin. And the penalty of sin, according to Romans 6, verse 23, where the Bible says the wages of sin is death, because all we, like sheep, have gone astray, and we, no one is righteous, no, not even one, as the Bible tells us in Romans 3, verse 23. So we need the gift of God, which is salvation, for us to be saved from the condemnation which sin, which our very own sin brings. Then number two, we really need salvation from the power of sin. So the first one is from the penalty of sin, but the second one is from the power of sin. So sin is not just a series of isolated acts. It's a powerful force that enslaves and it corrupts our hearts and our minds. And Romans 7, 14 to 20, actually, that's where we find where Paul writes the struggle, where he says, the good I want to do, I do not do, but the evil, which I do not want to do, I find myself doing it. So there's that struggle with the power of sin. So from here, we find that for us to have dominion over this power of sin, we really need God's hand of salvation. The third reason why we need salvation is for us to be not to be separated from God. Sin actually creates a chasmic between humanity and a holy God. Isaiah 59 verse 2 actually says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So we need salvation in order for us to be reconciled to him and to be restored to our fellowship. Then the fourth and last thing I can talk about on why we need salvation, it is for us to be saved from eternal destruction. So ultimately, without God's intervention, the consequences of the unrepentant sin is eternal separation from God. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15 says, anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. So we need salvation from this finality in order for us not to face the consequences of sin, which is eternal destruction. So the practical example I can give is we can think of a computer which is infested with a virus, and this virus corrupts its files, which are the penalty, and it begins to slow its operation and it begins to control some of its functions, and that's the power of the virus. Then it disconnects it from the network, and that's the separation which the virus causes. And then it is left unchecked. When it is left unchecked, it can actually lead to the computer to be completely unstable, which is the eternal destruction. So salvation is just like a powerful antivirus that not only removes the virus, but also repairs the damaged system and restores it to full functionality. Sure.
Wow, that's quite nice, actually. I think you've explained it very, very succinctly. Now, what would you say is the role of repentance in our salvation? The role of repentance. I think you touched this on a little bit. Could you just please expand on it?
Yes. So the role of salvation, actually, it is to make us become in tuned to how God wants us to be. It is to restore us to how we should be. Quite all right, we are born under sin in this world, and we are born into the world which is infested with sin. But sin without us sinning it does not bear any consequences on us, apart from the natural consequences of us dying, but there's resurrection and that. So salvation comes in to help us when we error and when we miss the mark, when we, in fact, the word sin means, from the Greek word chata, means missing the mark. When we miss where we should move and how we should move, salvation comes and it brings us back to how we should be. That's the ultimate role of salvation.
Yeah, a beautiful one. I'm going to let you go, but before I let you go, does that mean then we have a role to play in our own salvation, or is it all up to God, everything up to Him?
Actually, there's a role we need to play. There's God's part and there's our part.
Oh, okay.
So God wants to save us, but if we are not willing, He cannot save us. It's like I'm having a gift and I want to give you this gift. But if you're holding something in your hand, you need to let go of it. Then you'll be willing to receive that which I want to give you. So our role in receiving salvation is repentance. We need to repent, which is an absolutely vital component in the experience of salvation. So it's the human response to God's gracious offer of forgiveness, the repentance itself. So that means our role, it is to turn away from sin. Again, it is to receive this forgiveness, because forgiveness removes the guilt from us. Because when we repent, the sin, quite all right, is transferred from us to Jesus Christ. But that guilt which we remain with.
Okay.
So when we repent, we are being assured of forgiveness. And that forgiveness and salvation actually removes the guilt. That's why 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 tells us, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all of unrighteousness. Then finally, when we receive this gift of salvation via repentance, we begin now to bear the fruits of the Spirit, and we begin to have the works of the Spirit. Sure.
Beautiful one. Well, my elder, I think you've explained it so beautifully. I must thank you so much for coming through. Very, very well explained and very clear as day to me. And I do hope that to our listeners as well. Blessings to you. We will connect then with you tomorrow at the same time and same place. Please keep warm.
Sure. We'll keep warm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.